You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Ever since public libraries have been around, the overdue library book and the fines incurred has been the bane of borrowers and the butt of jokes.
You took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. That was my first year on the job.
That's a Seinfeld episode from 1991 when Jerry finds out he owes big time for a 20-year-old overdue book and is hounded by a library detective.
I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
Well, now San Luis Obispo County library users will never have to worry about fines again.
Our purpose is to be a free public library with free being the active word there. And so the policy came about as we were looking at the number of cardholders that we had blocked right now. We had over 800 children's cards blocked, and we felt like that was not serving our mission.
Chris Barnacle is the director of the SLO County Library System. He says the new policy of no fines applies to books, DVDs, CDs, everything in all library collections. Over the past few years, automatic renewal has done a lot towards decreasing fines. Barnacle says in no way is the San Luis Obispo County Library System forging uncharted territory. Libraries across the country in recent years have gotten rid of overdue fines. And Barnacle says he's not worried at all that materials will be checked out, never to be returned.
We'll block card holders if they don't return materials. So in the libraries that we've looked at that have implemented this policy, they actually see greater return rates.
The new no-fine policy kicks in on February 1st. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.